Kinach Chavav and Chav Zayin, to me, from the most beautiful of the kinis. These kinis detail Yirmiyahu's going to Kivrei Avos. The two kinis, Chavav and Chav Zayin, are for some reason, which I've never been able to figure out, are printed backwards, in reverse order rather, in all the kinnis. We're going to say it the way everyone says it. But Chinuch of Zayin is a hakdama to Chinuch of Vav. I've been saying it's out of order for 30 years and no printer has changed it yet, so we'll do like Chal Yisrael. But if you learn it, it's very clear. Chinuch of Zayin, Yirmiyah describes an appearance, Ben Chilkiah is Yirmiyah, an appearance, an image which appears to him. It's a very spooky image. It's an image of a woman who is at the same time beautiful and ugly. Isha yefastayer benuvelas. He finds a woman who is at the same time ugly and beautiful, and it shakes him up. This Gezrani Olayach, he says to the image, B'shem elekim v'adam, I am geizer on you to answer me, im sheid la sheidim at eilevnei adam. Are you a human being? Are you a spirit? What are you? And the image responds, "Hein lo sheira ani v'lo goylem pachas, yedua ha'isi b'shuva v'nachas." He says, "I was once beautiful when I lived in peace." In lecharani l'shloisha v'shishim v'achas l'shnayim asa l'shivim v'achas. I'm the one and the three, and the 61, and the 12, and the 71. Which goes on to explain that this is the image of Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael, the Echad is Avram, the three of us, the 12 Shvatim, the 61 Rebbe, the over 600,000 Jews, the 71 rather of the Sanhedrin, and etc. And this image is the image of Knesset Yisrael coming to Yirmiyah and saying to Yirmiyah, "Why are you sitting still? Go to Kivrei Avos and beg. A Churban is coming. It's going to happen. And it's in the order of the Aleph Beis. If you jump to Kuf, Kum lach Yirmiyah, lama sechesheh. Get up, Yirmiyah. Why are you silent? Lech karal Avos v'aron u'maisha. Go scream to our Avos. Roim yavayu kina li'nasei, our shepherds. Come, say a kina, ki ze'evei erev tarfu es haseh. Because the wolves are about to devour the sheep." So this image tells him to go to Kivrei Avos to be Mispalel. And the end of the Kina says that he does so. Kina Chavav picks up from that. And it tells us what happened to Yirmiyah when he went to the Maris HaMachpelah. Oz Balech Yirmiyah Kivrei Avos. And Yirmiyah went to Kivrei Avos to Davin. And he said, "My beloved bones, why are you lying still? Your children are going to Golus and their homes are being destroyed." It's a fascinating kina. In the kina, Yirmiyah begs the Avos and the Mais to speak. And the kina goes through, the language is not that easy, but starting from Zion, it talks about each of the Avos responding. Zoak of Hamayin. Of Hamayin is, of course, Avram. Bavuram mechinein p'nei keel ram. So he was mechanein, he begged by Hashem, chinam nuseisi eser b'chineis avuram. Is it for nothing that I went through the 10 nesiyainais? Hechazisi shivram, I should see them broken? Ayev tachas atira Avram. So Avram begs for Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbeinu Shalom responds, "Tola hayrais b'avayde zarais, yatzu lachzay b'ayrais b'ayrais nishbarais, echas apaka bitl aseres adibrais." Kish Baruch Hu doesn't accept Avram's taina. He says, "Look, they're over there by the zara, they ignore their aseres adibrais." Then koytzavach Yitzchak, pnei shechin shchakin. Next is Yitzchak who comes. He says, "Lashav b'tevach uchak. Do I have no schusim? Is it for nothing that I was born in the Akedah? Vein zari nishchak v'nimchak. I have tachas as risi yakim es Yitzchak." And again, the Rebbeinu Shalom responds, "Moru b'yirmiyah, timu harameriyah." Again, the Kaddish Baruch Hu responds and doesn't accept Yitzchak's tefillah. Then Yaakov, Sach Yulad B'Selef. Then Yaakov, who was born, Selef is a lotion of being studious, was born to be a Ishai Shevayalim, Demois, Kisan and Zaylef, and he began to weep. Alala Shitipakti Be'elef, Ergozu Mini Be'chelef. Ve'chufru Mini Damim Be'damim, Kama Elef. So Yaakov again makes a demand, and again, the Kina doesn't bring the response, but again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond not to Avram, not to Yitzchak, not to Yaakov, then Potzrei Neman to Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond. The beauty of the Kina is in its ending. So the Avos and Moshe draw no response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol b'chileya misefefes al livavel. Now it's the Imois. The sound of Leah's weeping, b'sefefes al livavel, pounding on her chest, in the expression of weeping, Rachel achoisa mevaka albaneha, along with Rachel, v'zilpa makef aneha, bila mekenenes b'shtei yadeha. The Imois come, and when the Imois beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a response. Shuvu simimim lemunachaschem, malei amalei kol mishalei sechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu timimim lemunachaschem, go back to your resting place. Malei amalei kol mishalei sechem, I will fulfill your request. Shulachti bavela lemanchem, hini mishayvev golos benechem, I shall return Klal Yisrael from golos. What's remarkable is that the Avos, like all men, speak in terms of logic. They give logical reasons. I went through an Akedah, and logically, Klal Yisrael violated the trust and don't deserve to be redeemed. The Imais don't say a word of Taina. It's a beautiful kinnah. They don't say, for this reason or that reason, Klal should be redeemed. They weep to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the lave of the Imais brings the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuvu Smim Ilun Luchaschem. The lave, the Rachman Alibaba, is what evokes such a positive response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to share with you Chassam Sofer in the Drushes. Incredible Chassam Sofer, being that it was written at a time that there were very few Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. So Sofer in the Drushes is going on the Psukim in Yirmiyah, Rachel Mevake Albaneha, which has become famous because it's been made into a song, Kel Barama Nishma, that Rachel cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. Yirmiyah says, V'shavu banim l'gvulam, V'shavu me'eretz oyev, two expressions of Klal Yisrael coming back. So Sofer says, doesn't make sense. It's a Chumash. If you look in Chumash, at the end of Devarim, in the Tzav Ve'Yelech, when it talks about Klal Yisrael going to Golus, there's already a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Klal Yisrael back from the Arba Kanfei Sa'aretz. It's in Pesukim in Chumash. What are the Imois, what is Rachel crying about? What's the problem? V'shavu me'eretz oyev. It says in the Torah, a promise of V'shavu me'eretz oyev. The Chassam Sofer answers as follows. Sofer says the promise that at the end of days Mashiach will come and will go back to Eretz Yisrael was known. It was known, and that's not what Rachel was mevake. Rachel mevake al boneha was on Klal Yisrael being dispersed, assimilating, being lost over the centuries. We've lost so many Yidden who don't know their Yidden, descendants of Yidden. Yidden would not know their Yidden. That was Rachel's Bechi. The weeping of a Yiddish mama and her children is that when they're lost, God forbid, from Klal Yisrael. The promise of Yishavu Me'eretz Oyev, says the Chassam Sofer, is that Jews will return to Eretz Yisrael before Mashiach's time. Yishavu Me'eretz Oyev, when it's still a land of enemies, the Klal Yisrael will come back. The experience that we have over our lifetime, over the last century, of Klal Yisrael coming back to Eretz Yisrael is something that the Chassam Sofer writes about as the Rachel Mevaka al Baneha. Hinini Mishayved Golus Benechem. The Ramban, in the end of his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, a few psukim from the end, says the same nevuah. The Ramban, when he came to Yerushalayim, there wasn't a minion of, there weren't a minion of Yidden in Yerushalayim. There were two people lived in Yerushalayim, Shnei Achim Tzayvim, he writes in his letter. And that's something that we have seen. When you get used to something, it's not a chiddush. The first time the month fell, it was an incredible miracle. After a year, 2 years, 30 years, 40 years, it was routine. What's happening in our lifetime, the return of Yidden to Eretz Yisrael, is something we get used to, and we don't realize that it's the Yad Hashem. Every decade, from another part of the world, Jews are coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And unfortunately, most of the time, because they're pressed to do so, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing, is doing, you know, in our time, and we get used to it, we should be shaken up by it. We should be so eager to do tshuva, to leave, to abandon all of the physical pleasures of the culture that we're in. We should be moved to see what's taking place. It's an incredible period. Someone sits down. The Ramban's letter is printed in the end of the Shar HaGemul, in the Sefer Teres Adam. You should read his letter, what it was like in that time. Some Sefer's writings are about the desire to go back to Eretz Yisrael. There's a tshuva in some Sefer, tshuva Reish Gimel. You have time today to read it. It's a tshuva about how to support the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. And there was an argument about, it's a fascinating letter. In 1822, there was an organization of the different tzedakas of Yerushalayim to try to organize the money in Yerushalayim. There's a historical story to that too, but it's not important for the tshuva. A few years later, somebody started to collect money to rebuild one of the shuls in Yerushalayim. And there was a disagreement over whether it was right to spend money on the shuls in Yerushalayim at that time. And they agreed to Esther Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer writes in his tshuva, his psak, is that as long as there are people starving in Yerushalayim, and there are shuls, don't spend money on additional shuls. That's his psak and the case that he writes about. But then he addresses those who are donating Eretz Yisrael, and he addresses in very, very clear language. He says, those who are giving to the people sitting and learning in Eretz Yisrael should know that as long as there's Torah in Eretz Yisrael, there'll be Torah in Chutz Laretz. And if the Torah in Eretz Yisrael is bottled, then the level of Torah in Chutz Laretz is going to go down. He says, when you give to Eretz Yisrael to support Laim Dei Torah, don't do it to help them. Do it to help yourself. That you should have a schus to be a part of it. That's the language of the Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva, written in the 1800s, in I believe 1830. And it's the feeling, the hergish, of the chashivas of a return to Eretz Yisrael at a time where we're still in the galus, returning to Eretz Yisrael, the Yad Hashem that we see, should appreciate it, we should see it, should make us live more ruchniistic lives, more spiritual lives, not physical lives. I read that the Chedushi Harim had a chassid that was going to Germany on business. He said he heard that Rosh Hashanah Fol Hirsch was able to shtel German Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbanim. He said, go see what these rabbinas, what they're like. When the person came back, he told him, it's true. I davened in one of these shuls. I want to tell you what he said. He repeated the following part to the Chedush Erim. It says in Eicha, Hishlech Mishamayim Eretz Teferes Yisrael. Kishro threw from the heaven to the earth Teferes Yisrael. But Derech Drush, this Rav darshaned, he said, Hishlech Mishamayim. If Jews throw away their ruchnias, then Eretz Teferes Yisrael, then the pride of the Jews is Eretz, is their fancy homes, their fancy cars, their monetary things, becomes Eretz Teferes Yisrael. If you're Hishloch Mishamayim, you're not left with much. The Chedush Erim is quoted as saying, ah, such a vart should have been said by a Polish gadol, jealous of the vart. At any rate, The the idea of Klal Yisrael coming back in our time, great numbers of Yidden Eretz Yisrael pursuing more spiritual lives, more ruchniyistic lives, more Torahdik lives. This is something that should impress us. It should move us. It should give us the movement to appreciate it, want to be part of it. Visit Eretz Yisrael should be a visit to a place of ruchniyistic opportunities, not the Eretz Tiferes Yisrael that we have here. So we go to these two kinis, Chavav and Chav Zayin, the story of Yirmiyah al Kivrei Avis. Oz Balach Yirmiyah.